In the next installment of our cold case series, WUWF's Dave Dunwoody looks at how they're handled by local law enforcement.
You need to understand something. From a case perspective, there's no statute of limitations on homicide. You know, strictly speaking, we don't have a case that goes inactive.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan.
We do an annual review of all of our cold cases, even if we've never received a phone call. You know, I think people think that, you know, again, a case goes cold after a certain period of time, and again, there is no time frame. And then it's just kind of relegated to the filing cabinet. You know, that's just not true. These cases remain at the forefront, and that's why we have a cold case unit.
New information could also emerge from new witness testimony, re-examined archives, retained material evidence, as well as fresh activities of the suspect. Steve Hall is in charge of ECSO's cold cases, which number more than 70, most of them murders and missing persons, with the oldest dating back to 1970.
When the leads run out and people stop coming forward with information and individuals get transferred out of units and they're no longer actively involved in investigating those cases, then they will eventually come to cold case.
New investigation techniques, especially in forensics, can go a long way in solving a long dormant case.
But I know as part of the case review, we will go through, and if evidence that's been collected can be reprocessed for DNA, and it's been several years since the last time it was processed, we will get with FDLE and send that off for new testing.
When new technology emerges, we go back and review our cold cases and see if there's any evidence from those cases that we can now use.
Captain Chuck Mallett handles cold cases for the Pensacola Police Department. Currently, there are 19 such cases on file, all of them homicides. Mallett says in many instances, they work with other law enforcement agencies in seeking a resolution.
Whenever any of us have information that might relate to a case in another jurisdiction like the Sheriff's Department, we always share it with them. And because a lot of our bad guys overlap our jurisdictions, and then some technology one agency may have that others don't.
Mallett says when dealing with a cold case, they're at its mercy. That means they have to be fluid and open-minded to see where the case leads next. There's also the issue of changing manpower over the years.
We have some cases from the 70s and 80s that obviously those detectives are no longer here. They've moved on and retired. So if we were to get some new information, we have, out of our detective division, we have several that kind of specialize in homicide cases, and we'll pick one of them to start working on the leads.
For Steve Hall of the Escambia Sheriff's Office, there have been instances when cold cases have been solved during the investigation of a seemingly unrelated active case.
I worked sex crimes, or special victims unit, for quite a few years, and it's very interesting when you've dealt with the type of individuals that we deal with day in and day out, how a lot of these cases are intertwined, and you deal with the same people. You know, they may be a witness in one case, they're a victim in another. Pensacola is a pretty big area, but you find yourself running into the same people time and time again.
But as any law enforcement agency will tell you, they cannot go it alone. Captain Chuck Mallett at the Pensacola PD says they need as many eyes and ears as they can get. Bottom line, somebody knows something.
Sometimes people don't understand how much of a team effort working these kind of cases are. Part of that team is our community. They're the ones that are out there in the streets, and their friends or acquaintances with the families and the victims and the witnesses and the suspects.
ECSO's Steve Hall agrees that the public can be a major player in cracking a cold case with a few simple actions.
Make a phone call. Talk to us. Crime Stoppers is a great means of communicating if they don't want to identify themselves. I mean, it's just a matter of getting the information into our hands. Let us know that information to allow us the opportunity to follow up with it.
That Crime Stoppers number is 433-STOP. And that goes for recent active cases along with the sleepers. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.